Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says four cities might be in violation of the law for raising their property taxes. Lamarck, located southeast of Houston, is on the list, as is Odessa, Tombeen, and Whitesboro. Paxton says they improperly raised taxes without first completing a state-mandated audit. A new law gives the Attorney General the power to suspend the property tax increase for a year if the cities can't prove they met the audit requirement. A preliminary report released in late September showed promising results for patients with Huntington's disease, a rare inherited disorder that breaks down nerve cells in the brain. UT Health Houston has several patients included in the study, which is ongoing and has not yet been peer-reviewed. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
Patients with Huntington's inherit the disease at birth, but usually don't develop symptoms until their 30s. A new gene therapy appears to slow the progression of the disease. Dr. Aaron Furst-Deming, a neurologist at UT Health Houston, explains why.
We think that there's sort of a window of opportunity, if you will, before individuals have significant neurodegeneration to potentially intervene.
The study is small and shows promise for patients in the early stages of Huntington's.
We want to try to balance hope and hype.
John Huffman was diagnosed in 2014, but doesn't qualify for the study. For John's wife, Patricia, the news is bittersweet.
And I would say that that's what every person says, because yes, it's great, but it doesn't help our loved one.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Fort Bend County has more than 20,000 pending voter registrations, cancellations, and updates. The backlog comes after the company that ran the county's voter registration system abruptly closed and the state overhauled its own system. Still, Fort Bend County Elections Administrator John Oldham says he expects that the new voters will be imported into the county system by the time early voting begins.
If they're not, they will vote provisionally. We're not going to turn people away.
The deadline to register to vote is Monday. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.